All right, good morning everybody and welcome. I'm realizing it's not good morning everywhere. Whatever time it is, I'm sure it's the perfect time. And for today's session, we're going to do a really beautiful practice, really simple practice and a really beautiful practice. It's a practice that is, in some sense, I would say it's long overdue. And just to give you a little bit of a taste of this, I'd like you to reflect on what it's like to do something for someone, and you're doing it with all your good intention, good heart, helping someone, supporting someone, being there for someone. But then you begin noticing over a period of days and weeks and months and years, this person does not acknowledge, this person takes you for granted. This person has never turned around and said, thank you. That's been important. That's been valuable. You've been such a huge support. I don't know who I'd be without you. And we all know that kind of a feeling that we get, that we've given our best to someone, not that we were expecting appreciation, but then you start being taken for granted. That's no fun. So I have some news for all of us. We've all been doing this. And we've been doing this with our own body. When was the last time you said thank you to your eyes? When was the last time you said thank you to your fingers? When was the last time you said thank you to your spinal column? When was the last time you said thank you to your bladder? To your tongue? There's such a lot of fear mongering going on these days with the viruses that are spreading. And protect yourself like this, protect yourself like that. But when was the last time you said thank you to your immune system for all the things it has been protecting you for? Better than any quarantine or any other mask or anything like that. So this is what today's session is about. It's a very beautiful session. I'm so glad we're doing this today. I'm going to be guiding you through a beautiful journey just into your own body. And all you have to do is acknowledge each body part and say thank you. You can say more than thank you. You don't even have to say anything. Just have that glow of acknowledgement and appreciation. And it's going to be a very beautiful session. Like I said, it's long overdue. Pretty much for every one of us, it's long overdue. Let's just take this journey from head to toe and fill every part of our being with a sense of gratitude, gratefulness, appreciation, acknowledgement, the glow of gratitude, gratitude and cherishing. So with that introduction, let us all get started. Sitting comfortably. Nice straight back. Gently close your eyes. Keeping a nice smile on the face. Begin by just welcoming this whole moment, this present moment. Exactly the way it is. For the rest of this practice, sounds will not disturb you. Every sound gets you deeper into your experience. Nothing can disturb you. Little deeper breathing all the way down to the belly. Deeper breathing is very centering, calming. Let's take two more such deeper breaths all the way down to the belly. And today's practice, it's not just about thinking, it's not just about words. It's about really feeling it, really being it. Bring your attention to the top of the head. What do you notice on the top of the head? Is hair? Is skin? So I'll give you a moment to acknowledge and thank your own hair, your own scalp. In any way that you like, could be through words, could be through feeling, just the glow of gratitude. So for example, dear hair, I'm so grateful to you. You give me a chance to look nice, protect me from strong sunlight. I've never realized how much you are a part of my identity. You are. I take you for granted. But the truth is, you're beautiful. And even though you may look different from when I was much younger, I really love you. And if someone's lacking hair on their head, then they can still thank. They can thank their scalp. Right? Like this, any part of the body we go to, in your own way, in your own words, in your own spirit, come to a sense of gratitude. So go ahead, continue with the hair for just a little longer. And sometimes I'll just mention a part of the body and you can decide for yourself what you want to focus on. It doesn't have to be exactly what I'm saying. Come to the entire face. There's lots to be grateful for here. So in your own way, in your own style, could be the eyes, could be the nose, could be the ears, could be the tongue, the teeth. So many things to be grateful for. So go ahead, take a couple of minutes. Thanking each part. More important than exact words is just that sense of gratitude, acknowledging it's long overdue. And how about deep inside the head, like the brain, the skull, anything else? And bringing this glow of gratitude, which is now filling the head, filling the face, bringing this glow of gratitude down to the throat and neck. When was the last time you were thankful to your throat and neck? You know, as we're going through the body, some of you might even have some discomfort or pain. And I'd like you to even be thankful for that. It's giving you some feedback. Something that you're doing isn't quite working, isn't quite suitable. So whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, go ahead and be thankful anyway. Throat and neck. Glow of gratitude. Come to your shoulders. When was the last time you thanked your shoulders? How many bags have you carried on your shoulders? These shoulders are the hanger on which all our clothes rest. Bring your attention to both the hands, all the way down to the wrist. Both the arms, all the way down to the wrist. Including both the hands, down to the fingertips. So much to be thankful for here. I mean, imagine. Didn't have even one hand, life would be immeasurably more complicated. Immeasurably. And yet, when was the last time we simply acknowledged and thanked our hand? I have a friend who's hurt her hand, and she was just saying simplest of things, opening a door, eating food. It's so complicated. So today is a good day to really acknowledge and appreciate and fill these hands with a glow of gratitude. A glow of gratitude. Really feel it. Every finger, its own unique function. So much to learn from our fingers. They all look different. They all have their role. Something like society. And let's bring our attention now to the entire chest. And of course, all that's inside the chest. So take your time to fill this part of the body with appreciation, with gratitude, acknowledgement, a glow of gratitude. The lungs are here. The heart is here. The rib cage is here. The practice could even be as simple as saying, thank you, heart. Thank you, lungs. Thank you, diaphragm. It goes a long way to improving the relationship with our own body. Let's move down to the belly, covering the whole belly. And I just want to say that your belly is innocent. We often judge certain parts of our body, especially our belly. But did you know it's not your belly's fault? Most innocent belly, all it gets is judgment sometimes. And of course, all that's inside the belly, all the different organs. Stomach is here. Liver is here. Kidneys are here. All these things are here. So go ahead. Gratitude to each of the organs, each of the systems throughout the belly. In any way that suits you, filling it with a glow of gratitude. And now let's move down further to the genitals. Part of our body that so many labels, so many judgments. I don't know what society has against our genitals. So much shame from the time we were born. Hide that, cover that. Dirty. So much repression here. Just go ahead and acknowledge your beautiful genitals. Just so innocent. You might even want to apologize to your genitals for any way in which you've judged them and consider them shameful. Only this kind of thinking is shameful. A glow of gratitude in the genitals. Bring your attention to the upper back. I'd like you to just trace your entire spinal column, all the way from the neck, all the way down. Gratitude to each of the vertebrae, the entire spinal column. Gently tracing it down. All the way down. Middle back. All the way down. All the way down to the base of your spine. When was the last time you thanked your back? So many people suffer from backache. Bad posture. Just grateful to our back. Glow of gratitude throughout the back. Such an important part of our being. Glow of gratitude. And coming down to the buttocks, even these are parts of the body that are associated with shame for some reason. We compare our buttocks with others. Just gratitude, exactly the way they are. Small or big, doesn't matter. How difficult it would be to sit if you didn't have those butt muscles. Immense gratitude. Glow of gratitude. A friend of mine had gone to a nude beach. She shared how liberated she felt. How liberated. Just being, just letting the body be the body. Instead of all this artificial covering up. Nothing wrong in covering up. You don't have to have shame around it. Including the anus for elimination. How difficult your life would be if you didn't have that. Gratitude even to that. Gratitude to every part of the body. Every part of the body is holy, is sacred, serves its function. Glow of gratitude. glow of gratitude. Now both the legs, thighs, calf muscles, knees, down to the ankles. And both the feet, soles of the feet, toes, just inwardly being thankful, acknowledging how important every moment of our day just to have functioning legs. Oh my goodness, you can work, you can meet people, you can take care of yourself. How complicated life would be without these feet, these toes, these legs, these knees. And let me share a few more things. Just spending 10, 15 seconds on each of them, inwardly filling them with a glow of gratitude. So gratitude to all the bones throughout the body. Thank you, bones. Gratitude to all the muscles throughout the body. Thank you, muscles. Gratitude to all the blood throughout the body. Liquid life. Get disgusted when we see blood, but yet you could not live without the blood. Glow of gratitude towards the blood in the body. And all the cells in the body. Oh my goodness, so many cells, the building block of the body. Did you know scientists aren't sure if there are 20 trillion or 200 trillion cells? It's a huge difference. This inner universe. Those cells may not even know that they're part of a body called you. They're just doing their thing. Just as you and I don't know what we are part of, we may be the cells of a body called the universe. Just a glow of gratitude. I'm going to be quiet for the next couple of minutes, just allowing you to further deepen, widen, brighten this glow of gratitude. And anything I may have missed, go ahead and thank that as well. If you like, you can bring your hands together in Anjali, Namaste position with your heart. Just make a loving prayer, a loving intention for the body. I'm so grateful. I'll be much more mindful how I take care of you, kind of nourishment I give you, rest I give you. You're so precious. I don't ever want to take you for granted again. I just want you to be in this glow of gratitude that just gets brighter and brighter. I choose to have an enlightened relationship with my body. Enlightened relationship. Mind is feeling, body is light. Mind becomes feeling, body becomes light. We're going to take a deep breath. If you like, you can rub your palms together, make them nice and warm. Bring them over your eyes, over your face. Wonderful. What a great practice today. If you have any questions, go ahead and put them in the question box. And I have a little homework for you while you're writing your questions. Thing with homework is very few people do it, but the ones who do it are going to really enjoy it. Very powerful. I've done this homework many times myself in my life. So homework is this: you have to write a love letter to your body. So starting with dear body, and then go ahead and write a love letter. You could even begin by apologizing. Oh my goodness, it's been so long since we communicated. I've just been taking you for granted, right? And then just open-heartedly go ahead and write a love letter to your body. And if you want to make any promises to your body, if you want to make any commitments to your body, go ahead and do that. So this is your homework. And it could be a short little love note, maybe one or two sentences, could be a long, many, many pages, could be a book. Makes a big difference. In my workshops, I sometimes make people do this. A gratitude letter, a love letter to your body. Dear body, and just go out there. You know, really, what we've been doing, you know, constantly ignoring and judging and comparing, and not good enough, not good enough, not. I mean, if you were in a relationship, if your body was in a relationship with you, would your body like you? Or would your body say, divorce? Okay, but enough. I want to divorce this person. This person is so mean. I'm constantly giving this person everything, and this person is nothing but criticism and judgment. Body might have divorced you a long time back. It's amazing the body is still around with you. Okay, so question. What does it mean the mind becomes feeling? Mind becomes feeling means instead of constantly being caught up in concepts, just abide with a feeling of being, the simple feeling of being. And that's what it means. And yes, once in a while we'll have thoughts. But instead of the mind being preoccupied primarily with thoughts, what if the mind remains with the flow of feeling? This is very healing. That's what it means. Mind becomes feeling. You also are much more in touch with intuition that way. You're much more sensitive to, not sensitive in the way of being affected, but in tune. Sakshi. So how do you deal with the ongoing fear about disease? Any meditation? Sakshi, this is the meditation, the one we've just done today. There is no other meditation needed. You give gratitude, acknowledgement, you know, this glow of gratitude we're talking about. I think this is your best immunity against whatever has to happen. Even if you get sick, this glow of gratitude is going to get you out so fast. It's amazing. So the answer to your question is exactly what we've done today. How do you deal with the ongoing fear of disease? Meditation to do is exactly this one. The glow of gratitude towards your own body. Fill yourself, surround yourself with light of beautiful gratitude, immunity. And Mehul says, it seems like each cell of the body started celebrating a great festival with its appreciation. I committed the body. I will try to celebrate this festival more often. What a nice way of describing it, festival. And Amrita says, I love this practice of acknowledging our own body. That's the reason body is called a temple of worship. And Kunjan says, it's a very different practice. It's an amazing practice. The healer in me says hi to the healer in you. Excellent. I love it. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining today's practice. And remember, your homework is to write a love letter to your body. And actually, I think this practice is really important. So I'm going to make this practice, I'm going to keep it around for some time. I'm not going to be stopping it after 48 hours. And I'm also going to make it a free preview. So even if you have your friends who are not part of this course, they should be able to access this. It's going to be a free preview for everybody to practice. I think at this particular time, what's going on, we all need this extra boost of faith and love and appreciation for our body, and this glow of gratitude, which is nothing but the glow of health, the glow of well-being. So thank you for joining me. Lots of love. Be happy. Let's make a nice Mayurma. And Shubhra is saying, it was a joyful session. Thank you. I never wrote a love letter. Now is the time, Shubhra. Now is the time to write a love letter to your own body. All right. Let's make a Mayurma. Good wishes for everybody. Good wishes, loving wishes. Mayurma. Thank you.